Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Hi, I'm Adam Grant, host of the podcast Work Life. For over 20 years, Paylocity has been simplifying work with innovative solutions that teams love, like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days, excludes restaurants.
Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips with myself, Zach Thompson, and...
Jack
Frinston. We've never done that before, I don't know if I like it.
We haven't.
This week we wanted to talk about tonality. It's often the hardest thing to teach, probably the most overlooked thing. I would say probably the most integral to the success of the call. And I thought Jack would be a great person, as he's recently been out doing sales training. We've had our first week with our own team this week. So obviously Jack's been training those as well. And obviously sitting with them and seeing perhaps how calls can go really well and perhaps how calls can need a bit more work. So Jack, let's start off with something a bit weird.
Okay. I like it when you say that. I want to ask something weird. We like that.
So give me a bad tone. So start off with a call. I'll be the prospect. I'll pick up the phone. Hit me with the tonality. Yeah. Let's hear what it sounds like. A bad tone. Tell me. Say the right things, but in the wrong way. Ring, ring. Whoa.
Is that Zach?
I've got a ring first.
Sorry. Okay. Hello. Ring, ring.
Yeah.
Is that Zach? Zach, you're probably going to hate me for this. It's actually a sales call. I don't know if that makes you want to hang up or let me have 30 seconds.
What?
It's up to you. I don't know if you want to hang up or let me have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I want to hang up, actually. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, that's fair. That's really fair. What have I seen across the board? And I think it's... You see a lot of people on the phones, and kind of we've done audits with different companies, and you kind of really get into different people's things. Tonality is key. I think pace is probably a huge thing that falls into that bracket of how they sound, because I've started to learn, and I think you have as well, you can say the right things in the wrong way. And I always thought it was, oh, you need to say the right things and you'll get success. That's actually not true. I think you could say the wrong things in the right way.
Yeah, I remember when I first started off on the phones, I used to start off too high. So I'd start the call really high and your voice is breaking because it feels like you need to keep getting progressively higher. So you'd start off like really friendly voice. But there's a reason why that film trailer voice in the 90s, there's a reason why that guy goes, this summer. He doesn't go, this summer... There's a bit of a film coming out and it's going to be great.
Little lad from Bolton. No, I love it. And you, when I was when we kind of started, you were like, right, okay, you're saying all the right things. Now, your tonality, there's a reason people trust politicians and they have like a lower
registration. No, it's that people typically vote for politicians that talk in a certain way. So have a certain timbre to the voice. It might not be the same anymore, but typically people would vote for people who have that lower register. It's more authoritative and more believable. If you're talking in that higher, everything's a question type tone, then people just don't believe a word that you say. So,
and I think that's it, is that everything's a question.
Yeah, exactly. So give us then, let's do the opposite. So give us some things that go, give us a proper call, a proper opener. Ring, ring.
All right.
Hello. Let me say hello first, Sam? Though, mate. Yeah.
Sorry. I've not been on the phone in a couple of days.
It is.
Hi, is that Zach? Zach, you're probably going to hate me for this. It is actually a sales call. I don't know if that makes you want to hang up or let me have 30 seconds. It's entirely up to you.
So talk me through that a bit. What happened there?
I really slow it down. And I really think the pauses are something that so many, it's that two ears and one mouth, like slow it all down. Keep it simple. It's like, you're probably going to hate me for this. It's like, I'm about to deliver a joke or I'm about to tell you like, here's the punchline. This is the bit you've been waiting for. You're probably going to hate me for this. Whoa, pause. The whole world stops for a minute. What is he going to tell me?
Yeah.
That's going to make me hate him. And then when you say, it's actually a sales call. The relief, the blood that just rushed to your head goes back down. You say, it ain't that bad, baby. It ain't that bad.
All right, let me give you mine. You ready for this?
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jack? Jack, I'll be honest, because I'm sure you get a lot of these. It's actually a sales call, so I don't know if you hate salespeople and want to throw your phone against the wall.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what you're doing, which I love. You're whispering. It's like such a soft voice. So if you can see me on the camera, mm-hmm. I'm going closer and closer. I'm drawn in, which means because I'm getting closer, I can stop now. But because I'm getting closer, I'm really listening to you. And it's not just like you're talking, I'm listening.
Meditation app tone, but then I don't change the actual way I speak too much. It's still very human. But there is that delivery.
Mm. It's that thing of like phone voice. People get on the phone and they say, right, okay, I'm gonna they go, hello, where's this phone voice? You don't sound like that. If you were in a pub,
that's a good one.
To your mates, like, and I'm not saying start shouting, "Yo, white boy, what are you saying, bruv?" Like, it's not about how you'd actually talk to your mates, but it's like, how do you genuinely talk to a human being? Why are you?
Yeah. The other bit that I've noticed, so that bit you might nail, and they say, "Well, what's it about?" And then it's like ruffling of papers. Here's my script. and I'm going to start sounding like I'm reading something to you now. I've done the bit, and now I'm moving to this, like, reading a pitch to you. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, so and that's, I think you can, like, it's like you're thinking on your feet. So it's like, we're usually welcomed in by ambitious and successful companies in SaaS, e-commerce, technology, butcher shops that are, do you know what I mean? And you go, that might be struggling with the following problems. So they don't get in front of enough people. They don't get in front of the right types of people, or, do you know what I mean? It's like a bit more human. Or maybe you're probably going to tell me, instead of going, you're probably going to tell me none of that applies in your world.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you're probably going to tell me none of that.
I had a new client this week who they sell a software platform. It's quite complex. It does a lot of things, but they sell it to people who aren't interested in complexity. So they're selling it to
right.
I don't want to give it away, but they're selling it to people who are not interested in complexity. They've got a job that's quite manual and they don't want to be bogged down with all the ins and outs of a software platform. It's not like you're selling it to data engineers or something. It's the total opposite, but it is still business owners. So I was looking at what they do. I need to really simplify this pitch. So I was ringing them up and I was doing the same opener, the normal opener. And they said, well, what is it first? And I said, well, it's a bit of software that might make your life a bit easier, but that might still make you want to hang up on me. Well, no, go on. What does it do? Well, normally we're invited in by directors who are sick to death of having everything on 67,000 spreadsheets or worse, trying to keep track of everything in their head. You might tell me that you're really organized and everything's perfect. And normally they're going, well, no, I wouldn't. Or they're saying, yeah, I've got something already and that's fine, disqualified. But it was either they've got something already or... No, I wouldn't say that. And they normally laugh. No, I wouldn't say that at all. I'm really unorganized. Oh, are you? Yeah. Is that, I mean, for some people, they don't mind being disorganized. It's not really having an impact. No, it is having an impact. Oh, is it? Yeah. And it's like sort of conversational push and pull. I really don't like when people just say fair enough as well. Good. Okay, great. Cool. Great. Fair enough. Cool.
Cool. Just say nothing. It's okay. What did
you
say
it best when you don't close me off? No.
Something like that. I think they were the lyrics. So what do you think, if we talk about tonality and pace, what do you think are the three takeaways that are the most important?
I think the actual tone, the register that you start with, whether you start high or low, there's a little bit of mirroring that I think needs to happen as well. So if someone starts off unfriendly or a bit abrasive, you shouldn't be trying to like, kill them with kindness. I can over-friendly a person that's not that friendly. But equally, if someone answers and they're quite happy and chirpy, you should probably try and get there a bit as well if you can.
I did this for mirroring the other day. I had a bloke and he was in a car and the car alarm was going off.
How'd you mean?
The car alarm. It was a bit like that. So imagine you're talking.
All right, hello, yeah. So, I was...
And in the background, a car alarm going off. So I started going, and I was mirroring the car alarm, and he was really receptive to it.
He was like, oh, I feel like you're really here with me. Okay, yeah, I'm going to buy into this.
I feel like you really understand.
I think the pace as well is obviously important. And trying to make it not actually sound like you're reading off a script, which is probably the hardest bit, but just to get it embedded in yourself. People have got this, I think, quite this ingrained authenticity detector. You can just tell when there's something not right about this conversation. Yeah you're not really talking to me here. Something in between us. It's a script or you're a bit robotic. There's something not quite happening. So those would be my things. Would you add anything to that?
No, I think it's right. I think just slow, like I always say in my workshops, when you think it's a good pace, slow it down. Like you're always going too fast. Like until you're level 99, it's always too fast. It should be like, you're probably gonna hate me for this. Instead of, but like even just a few seconds faster, you're probably gonna hate me for this. That's like what do you know what I mean? Just feed it out. Slow it down.
I'd agree. And then there's that piece on the pitch and the listening as well. The tonality of listening to someone, of saying stuff back to them. If they said something funny, we're all talking funny, but if they've gone, and to be honest with you, it's a nightmare. God, that sounds frustrating. you know, really, there's almost like an empathetic tone that you can put across.
Yeah. You can't be the same person on every call, but I always struggle with that. It's like the person I am with you isn't the person that I am with my mum, and it's not the person that I am with my girlfriend. Like, you will have different versions of yourself, or if I'm going to a business meeting, the foundations are there, but it's okay to wear different hats. Like, you will be different versions of yourself. Why would you not bring a different version to work? You've got a job to do. I'm not saying you're an actor, but you know what you're doing is you have to deliver things. You're going to be a different version of yourself with these people. So why would it not flip between someone that's a hard faced managing director to a softly spoken
creator?
Yeah,
I agree with that. I think it's just trying not to. Some people put on TV presenter voice or robotic voice Yeah, exactly.
Top of the pops.
Exactly. This summer.
Exactly. So yeah, I think there's some.
I agree. There. Right. Well, thank you, Jack, for your insight as always. This has been Trench Tips with myself, Zach Thompson.
Join us, Jack Frimpston, as our radio presenter voices.
Join us again for more tips, and if you've got anything you'd like us to discuss, then hit me and Jack up. Comment on these. Let us know, and we'll be happy to dissect, analyze, take the piss out of ourselves, whatever you need us to do. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/listen. This podcast is brought to you by Aura. By the time you hear about a data breach, your information has already been exposed for months. On average, companies take 277 days to report a breach. That's 9 months where hackers have access to your personal data. That's why we're thrilled to partner with Aura. Aura is an all-in-one digital safety solution that monitors the dark web for your phone number, email, and social security number, sending real-time alerts if your info is found. It also includes a VPN, password manager, and data broker removal to help keep you safe. For a limited time, Aura is offering a 14-day free trial plus a dark web scan to check if your personal information has been leaked, all for free at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety to sign up and protect your loved ones. That's aura.com/safety. Terms apply. Check the site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Forever 35 is a running conversation between two good friends, me, Dori Shafrir,
and me, Elise Hugh. In this wild time to be alive, we're a show about the many ways we take care of ourselves.
And our loved ones. Sometimes that might mean upgrading our skincare routines.
Or it might mean more rest.
Or stretching.
Or deepening our relationships.
We talk about all of it.
With each other and with our thoughtful and funny weekly guests.
Boundary making really is just a reflection of how you think about yourself.
Cream blush is the best thing you could do for your life as you get older.
How, Sway? You need to build my this for me.
We also take listener questions from people like you.
All I had to do was tell Siri, call Forever 35.
All right, so we aren't actually 35 anymore.
But we are still the show called Forever 35. Find us wherever you listen.
New episodes drop Mondays and Wednesdays.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.